How do you become more creative in your business? It often feels like we just don't have enough time to sit down and think, let alone write or develop content that will help grow our business. Today's guest is a well-known Hollywood actor and now a full-time writer, and he shares the process he follows to be more creative and to develop more content.
Are you looking for new ways to make your sales grow? You've tried other podcasts, but they don't seem to know. Harvest the growth potential of your product or service as we share stories and strategies that'll make your competitors nervous. Now, here's the host of the Harvest Growth Podcast, John LeClaire.
I'm really excited to be talking on the show today with Thyme Lewis, our good friend and client that we're working with to help launch a new book for him that is doing well. And I can't wait to share the story with you in this interview. Let me give you a little bit of the background of Thyme. He's got an amazing backstory himself that some of that fits into his book series. We'll talk about that. But Thyme is a celebrated American actor. He's an author, a humanitarian, and a former Hollywood stuntman whose career spans three decades with over 200 appearances in TV and film. He first came to prominence for his work on the daytime soap series Days of Our Lives. I'm sure you've heard of it if you haven't seen it. He also produced several indie films starring Tom Sizemore, Stan Shaw, Christopher Rich, and others. A lifelong altruist, he spent several deployments in the hurricane relief efforts working for FEMA during the 2017 Irma disaster. And recently, Thyme's been a full-time writer, including a series of books based loosely on his own life experiences with the main character, MacGuffin, or Mac, who you'll get to know through the book series, with a skill set rivaling special operatives in the world's most elite gangs. Mac, this character, navigates the country working for FEMA and helping those less fortunate to resurrect their lives after the country's or the USA's most horrific natural disasters. We'll dive into that story a little bit further in a minute. But first, Thyme, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to talk with you, hear more about your background and how you came up with this story for Mac as well for this book series.
Well, thank you, John. It's great to be here. What an introduction. Whoa.
I know you've done so many things in your life and you're too humble to say all of it to us. So I had to read your, tell your bio to our audience so they got to know who you are. And it's amazing. You know, we'll get into your background, your experiences you've had that really drive some of the interesting stories in your book series as well. Before we do that, I'd like to talk specifically about writing. How did you, you've done so much in the past and now you're essentially a full-time writer. How did you first get into writing and make that transition from other aspects of your life?
Well, probably influenced by my mother and my father. Reading was a big deal for us. We grew up in a little coast town known as Big Sur, Northern California, and we didn't have a television. So reading was a big thing. Imagination was a big thing, running outside and playing and creating games and creating stories. And through that, I think it definitely influenced me. I remember the first book I read, The K, which was assigned reading at Captain Cooper School. First book, I cried because the young boy, the hero in it, I don't want to give the book away, but it's just a wonderful, wonderful book. And it really affected me. And I know years later, I found myself having an incredible journey post-college. And I started writing poetry and doing spoken word. And I always thought, wow, I don't know where this is going to go. And then acting took off. But I've always written down little funny things that happen or things that I dream about. And those little stories or pieces, if you will, Bryan Cranston, for instance, My Life in Parts. He would be a great example to reach to because that's what he did. And I recently listened to his audiobook, which was just phenomenal. And I think mine is similar in my experiences that people go, you can't make that up. How did that really happen? What really happened there? But it really does. I've always been very fortunate and lucky and driven. So I put the time in with the writing. When something comes up, I just write it down.
And some of the best writers, I think, have very interesting lives to draw from. You draw from personal experiences and expand on those. And you've certainly done a lot in your life, which you know, makes for amazing characters in your books and stories in your books as well. Your life currently as a full-time writer, what does that look like? What does it really mean to be a full-time writer? I know a lot of our audience is curious about that. We've got many that have run businesses and maybe written books, but they're often business books, that sort of thing. Like, you know, I wrote a book years ago, very different, right? So it's nonfiction, how to launch a product, et cetera. And many have done that, but to be a true full-time writer is a dream for many people. What's it like on a day-to-day basis?
It's isolating. So it's isolating. So, okay, so what a typical day looks like for me is I go to bed early and I usually set some intention. I'll read something before I go to sleep because it'll influence me. And then, I'll wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning and, within 5-6 minutes, I'm sitting down and writing. So that's the discipline, is to do that every day. That's the discipline. And my environment is such that I like watching the sunrise. I like watching the ocean. The ocean's really powerful for me. I get a lot of inspiration just in imagination from being on the water. And then I'll have to remind myself, hey, time for a smoothie. Hey, have I had enough? You know, did I do my hot water with lemon? Did I that? Because sometimes you get so lost in it that hours will go by. But that's the discipline, is writing every day. And I think it's really, really important to know that, yes, sometimes we have a regular job and then we have our creative, imaginative, fantastic dream job that might only be a speck. But once that speck starts to flow and it really happens, perhaps that gets to replace the other job, the 9-to-5, if you will. And for me, it's been a really amazing journey. But I'm also very much a kid again, even though I'm going to be 50, I'm 57 shortly. I'm very much a kid at play. And coming back to Carmel, where I grew up, to keep things interesting and not be totally isolated, to have interaction. I went to a restaurant that I worked at in high school and took a server job 2 nights a week for that interaction. And that has been so much fun and such a pull for me, of stories, just listening to something, a story is shared, and going, and then writing some notes down it's been that interaction for me has been really, really helpful, because writing full time can be very isolating.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's, I think, you know, whether you're a writer, many of our audience members run businesses, and it's that, you know, it's somewhat similar, right? You feel like you're alone making decisions, working on something, and you know, these focused times and efforts. It's good advice, really, just to stay disciplined, to stay at it, whether we're writing or whether we're working on something creative in our business, for example. So a lot of your fame, a lot of people know you from your time on Days of Our Lives, but really, as we talked about your background, you've done 3 lifetimes worth of work in your life already, right? In varied fields. And as we talked about, a lot of that variety has led to really interesting stories. So the most recent book we're talking about today is called A Week's Worth. For the audience, we'll put this in the show notes as well. So if you're driving, don't need to write it down. Check out the podcast show notes later on. But Thyme, Thyme, lewisbooks.com. Go check it out. You can buy the book, the audiobook or ebook right from the website, and also learn more about Thyme and about the backstory of the character as well, Mac. So let's talk about that. So with so many things you've done in your life, how has your background specifically influenced the main character of these books, Mac?
Well, I think anyone that's interviewed, to be a good interviewee, you have to be really opinionated, or maybe a little bit angry, or a little bit whatever it is. I remember reading that somewhere, and I agree with it. Working with FEMA, I worked with a gentleman, Edward Minard, who was the head of Response Force 1. So first boots on the ground, set up telecommunications, a real go-getter. He was an ex-Ranger. and just a really great guy. And he and I were up at the, 3:30 every morning. We were both the first ones up, except for the guys at the gate, the guards, the sentries. And we started talking, and he said, "Hey, you should, our dialogue was just great. We just flowed together, and there was a really nice mutual respect." And he said, "You should read my book." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And he goes, "I wrote a book." And it was about disaster relief and the people who work them. And he was at 9/11. He was at Katrina. He was at Irma, where we were. He's been just above and beyond, an excellent guy, patriot, a good soul. And I read his book, and I didn't get to read it while we were deployed. I read it after, because you just don't have time. But I read it after, and it really resonated with me, that underbelly of deception that happens oftentimes doing disaster work, or people taking advantage of the system. And it didn't sit right. It fueled me. And I thought, let me do something. And do I do it nonfiction? No. Way too much research, way too much, permissions asked and so forth. So that helped formulate one aspect of this character. Another is, as you'd mentioned, all these different chapters of our lives. And if we really embed ourselves, are in present, and we go after it, we get to live these full lives and not be afraid. And may we love what we're doing. I love being deployed with FEMA. So that in tune with my mom's health was decaying. And if anybody has a complicated mother out there, I'll say it again. Anybody with a complicated mother, raise your hand, right? Just raise your
my
hand.
My mom's watching. So I'm only doing that to act.
Yeah. So I came home and spent a week with her, and some amazing things happened during that week, and I couldn't not but help write it. I couldn't not write about it. So I did, and I found some things that really resonated that I thought, with some different storylines thread through these golden threads and a lot of imagination. I keep telling my mom, it's fiction, and it's called a character art. So that really helped spawn the book series. And I thought a jumping off point that I could really relate to, that's a complicated matter, is, son, mother, mother, son relationship. So it was a really good place to jump off the cliff, if you will, and spread my wings.
Love it. Let's dive into a week's worth. So this book specifically that we're talking today, again, it is a series of books. There's others coming as well. But this specific story, could you give us a synopsis for the audience? Before you do, I want to mention, I was excited to read it, as I know you, we're friends, right? But I wanted to hear the story, but I loved it. It was, it was a book that I digested in probably 4 days, an audiobook, which is the way I love to digest books and take books in. And for the audience, Thyme is the narrator of this as well. And you get to know his personality through the reading of the book, and you do a great job in this. It helps having your background of acting for so many years as well. You really know how to get the personality into the book. So it was really fun to listen to and just love the story. But for the benefit of our audience, could you describe in basic terms, at least, what is the story about?
Story's about relationships with your parents or parents and siblings, and how it can become a mosh, if you will, and how often it's hard sometimes to separate, and the love, it's about the love of our parents and our parents declining, and how oftentimes things can fall apart, much like a road would in Big Sur. A parent's relationship or health declining mentally can fall apart, and how we have to be empathetic and patient. And I don't want to give too much away, but it's those dialogues that and the things that aren't said with body language that really come through. And I think And it sounds like with you resonated. And that's what's most important, is that we can relate to it and that we come from a kind place.
Absolutely. And you know, as you mentioned, it's really the story of a grown man, his exciting life that he lives and leads, and his relationship with his mom and this spending time together and their conversations. It's gripping, really. And there's a lot to it. So it's great on relationship. It's also some really interesting action that happens in the story as well, and keeps you engaged throughout the entire book. So I do recommend everyone, please check it out at thymelewisbooks.com. Again, you can get it as an audio book read by Thyme. You can get a hard book or an ebook as well. Also check out the website. Be sure to go there and look for announcements for book signings, upcoming book tours in your area. As you, I know, when you try this book out, you're going to love it. So connect with Thyme when he's in your town. If you run a bookstore, if you have some interest in bringing Thyme to your town as well, his contact information for his agent is also on the website. Feel free to set up or reach out to his agent and set up a visit to your town as well. But Thyme, As I mentioned, I encourage everyone to check out the book to get to know the character, but also get to know you through your writing. Really enjoyed this interview. Thanks so much for taking the time today, and wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, John.
For the listeners, be sure to go to thymelewisbooks.com to learn more. That's T-H-Y-M-E, lewisbooks.com. And be sure to check out harvestgrowth.com to see other episodes we've recorded. If you like this episode, you want to learn more about how you can profitably grow your consumer product business, please subscribe to our show, or you can set up an appointment right from our website to speak directly with a member of the Harvest Growth team in a free consultation to learn the process that has worked for hundreds of businesses since 2007.